actually being able to relax instead of getting wound up. So it's a huge benefit. Selfishly, it's a huge benefit. And what I like very much indeed is that we are all brothers and sisters. We all are on the way to caring and looking after and being kind towards each other. It's in the way that we are taught to address each other, and from there on it grows. So I find there's a lot of respect, there's a lot of dignity given to people, a lot of creative powers are released because you're more relaxed and less on what I call the rat race on the treadmill. You've got more time to actually think more creatively and make your life better.
Okay, let's discuss this topic, because this is very, very interesting, and this is really on the tips of the tongues of a lot of people, and it actually stops some women and men from entering into this beautiful way of life. So let's not pretend that we don't know what people are saying and thinking, and let's get right into it. Someone may say, well, isn't it true that in Islam, the woman only gets half of the inheritance of the man? And I would say to you, yes, this is true. And somebody may say, aha, I told you. Okay, let's take that and let's put it on the side. And someone else may come and say, is it not true that the man can have up to 4 wives? And I would say, yes, this is true. And they say, aha, I got you again. This is oppression. And I would say, take it and let's put this one on the side. Now, let's discuss the role of the man in Islam, and let's see if this actually really is oppression. Okay, first and foremost, the man it is incumbent upon him, obligatory upon him, to take care of his wife and his family, to spend upon them, to make sure they have adequate clothing, adequate food, adequate shelter. That's all the responsibility of the man. Now, you might say, well, what if the woman works? Did you know that in Islam, if a woman works and makes a lot of money, and yes, women do work in Islam, they can work in Islam. This is not an issue, provided that they work in a good, clean, and halal or permissible environment. Someone may say, what if the woman makes more money than the man? Well, the issue is, every penny, every pound, or every sterling that the woman makes is her money, and the man has no right to it. That means that if she makes $100,000 and the man makes $50,000, it is not incumbent or wajib upon her to spend any of her money on the family. It's strictly the order of the man to spend on the family. If she chooses to do it out of her own goodness, then that's not a problem. But it is obligatory upon the man to spend his money on the family. And she can take the money, she can put it in a pocket, put it in a safe, put it under the mattress. She can do anything she wants with it, and he has no right to it. So right away the men are saying, I didn't know that. Okay, that's why we call this section misconceptions. Let's go to the other aspect of it, and they say that a man can have up to 4 wives, and they say this is oppression. Well, let's talk about it. Yes, it's true. The men can have more than 1 wife in Islam and up to 4 wives. So somebody may say, well, why can't the women have 4 husbands? Well, firstly and foremostly, what would happen if a woman had 4 husbands? Who could we say is the father of her children? It would be very, very difficult to tell. It could be 1, 2, or it could be 3, or it could be 4. But likewise, the Creator created men and women in a certain fashion. And therefore, the man can have up to 4 wives, but the woman can have only 1 husband. A second issue. It is known with anybody with a calculator, and just being a little bit cognizant of what's going on in the world, that there are more women than there are men. This is clear. So if you take 100 men, and there are 120 women, for each man, if he took just 1 wife, let's look at it like this. We have to take out about 30 of those 100 men who don't have the physical or the financial means to be able to care for a wife. So now we're down to 70 men to 120 women. And then you have to take out a few more of those men who may have some type of situation where they just cannot support a wife. So let's just take another 10% away. And let's just call it, and be liberal, 60 men to 120 women. So if these 60 men can only have one wife, what happens to the other 60 women? That means that they have no opportunity to have a child, no opportunity to have a husband, no opportunity to have a family. But in Islam, there is no such thing as a primary wife, a secondary wife, a tertiary wife, and so on and so forth. Every wife that the man marries has equal rights, no matter if she was married to him for 10 years and the other one for 10 days. They have equal rights. They have equal rights in terms of living, equal rights in terms of how much the man spends upon them, equal rights upon everything. So this makes it very, very clear now that the man has to spend on his wives, and he can have up to four wives.